Footnote. Spy histories are perennial prey to exaggeration. Over the years, Mary Bowser's one foray into the Davis Mansion, which is all she acknowledged in a post-war talk about her espionage, has been blown up into a major infiltration operation Van Loo supposedly had at the Confederate White House. According to family lore, speculative news reports, and history books that embellish the story with every retelling, Van Loo allegedly offered Bowser services to Verena Davis, who needed servants when she arrived in Richmond. While waiting on the first family, Mary, so the story has developed, soaked up information from sensitive conversations Jefferson Davis had with Confederate officials and his family, and brought accounts of them back to Van Loo. There is no documentary evidence in the Van Loo papers or Union and Confederate files to support this fantastic tale. The sole source for the yarn was Van Loo's niece, Annie Hall, who told a magazine writer nearly 50 years after the fact that she recalled as a little girl in Van Loo's home hearing that Bowser had worked in the Davis household. Friends questioned how a 9-year-old girl would know about such a spy operation, not to mention how 50 years later she could recall such details from her early childhood. Verena Davis later adamantly denied that she ever took in a black servant from Van Loo, and it strains credulity to believe that Mrs. Davis would accept from a vocal unionist, as Van Loo was known to be, an African-American servant who had lived in the North and who had been arrested by Richmond authorities when she returned from Liberia. Nevertheless, the story, which has always been too good to check out, lives on and gets better with every new version of it. The CIA swallowed the tale that Van Loo planted a slave in the mansion. So did today's U.S. Army's Military Intelligence Corps, which inducted Mary Bowser into its Hall of Fame in 1995. Sharp's other important friends in Richmond were Rail Superintendent Samuel Ruth and operatives who worked for him and occasionally Van Loo, like F.W.E. Lohman and Charles Carter. Railroad information became highly prized by Grant. Lee desperately needed supplies over the rails the Confederacy still controlled. Working with Lohman and Carter, Ruth sent sharp intelligence on rebel strength guarding bridges, along with assessments of the supply shortages caused by Union destruction of tracks and rolling stock. It enabled the intelligence officer to deliver to Grant's headquarters on September 3rd the status of all railroads north of Richmond, the ones operating, under repair, or knocked out. To the east, Ruth and his agents explained to Sharp how the rail lines cooperated with blockade runners to sneak in supplies, how company employees devised workarounds for tracks Union soldiers had cut. Sharp paid Ruth and Carter $500 each for their services, and Lohman $200 for his work. The spy chief considered it a bargain. So did Grant.